And, you know, but the point is that there's a reason that, like, some people are moved by that and some people love that sound. Log that away and decipher it and figure it out and go, okay, well, that is a minor chord, and then I move the one note up one, and then, you know, but I could do the two. And so when I do this, there's this something. I can't describe it necessarily, but there's something that moves inside of me. And what happens is then you can pull that back out later. As you start doing that, you're developing an ear, and you're developing almost like an emotional, spiritual ear that you know, like, okay, if I do this, this is going to have this effect on the song. It gets really cool when you start listening to a lot of different artists because a lot of people develop themselves differently. So, you know, you can listen to a Sigur Rós type band, or you can listen to Delirious, you can listen to something and get a lot of different feels and a lot of different, like, things. And I'm not even talking about, like, I'm not even talking about sound selection and song stuff. Like, today I totally did, like, a kind of a Sigur Rós thing that wasn't, you know, wasn't at all secret about it. You know, like, it was really blatant. And it was the... just kidding. It happens again, see? Here we go. One, two... Which, if you know the band Sigur Rós, it's... that whole thing, right? And so, you know, but besides that, in the same song, there's this thing I did that was like a, you know, a... like, in the quiet part, and that, and there's an emotion that happens with that, with me, that I had heard that before. And it's like, all of my listening to a Sigur Rós thing, like, came down to where... when I play the sound, when I play a CP80 sound, I know there's certain things you can do that create certain atmospheres and environments. Like, because I chose to do that in that moment. It was down, there was a four on the floor kick, and you go, you know. As opposed to, say...